producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E.
As he is known tonight, Frosty the Snowman.
Hey,
Jonathan,
Robert.
How are you, my friend?
Hopefully Robert Scott Bell will be with us momentarily.
I'm here.
Here
we are.
Jonathan's
not
Robert Scott Bell
in.
Show. Are you there, Robert?
I am. I just introduced you as Frosty the Snowman.
Well, thank you so much.
I hear that you might be getting a bit of snow. Is that true where you are?
Oh, my goodness, Robert. We're going to get clobbered with 36 hours of snow between 18 inches and 2 feet.
Well, you know, that's one way to take down the bureaucratic oligarchy.
Well, I've always looked forward to snow days in Washington because even if it's a slight dusting, it disables the bureaucracy. And any day without bureaucratic activity is a good day.
I feel a little bit more freer any time I hear of a government shutdown, whether it's caused by gridlock or snowfall. I'm all for it.
Whether by an act of God or by a change in the sentiments of the electorate, it's all good.
Yeah, and we're not going to check in with Al Gore on this one. It's a good storm. We like it. But stay safe, folks. Hopefully you got water, whatever you need, because there could be power outages depending on where you are. But my goodness, if we're going to rekindle the sacred fire of liberty, we're not going to melt the snow real quick because we don't mind that they're off of work for a few days. That's a little more freedom for you and me. But we do have reports, and we're going to bring in Cheryl Chumley in just a moment, but I wanted to get real quick from you, Jonathan. Is there any update? Because last week you said they're really looking seriously, the FBI and Justice Department, into the Hillary Clinton email scandal, which they're still trying to brush off as no big deal.
Well, let me tell you, the director of the FBI, James Comey, James B. Comey, is a person of the utmost integrity. He's the only Republican in the Obama administration. And he has a long history of refusing to bend to political pressure in choosing instead to ensure defense of the rule of law and application of the rule of law. So, and that's true when in his tenure in the Bush administration. He also served as an assistant attorney general, and in the capacity as an assistant attorney general, in the Bush administration, he actually ran the day-to-day operations of the Justice Department. So this is a very sophisticated person and who believes in the rule of law and who has the utmost integrity and who has dealt with politically powerful people and has brought them to justice and has not been affected by pressure politics. So I fully expect that FBI Director Comey will recommend, based on the evidence that has been made public to date, that Hillary be a bill of indictment issue and be brought before a grand jury. And I think Loretta Lynch, now that it's ending, the Obama administration is ending, she has to be concerned about her own history and legacy as an attorney general and her own reputation in the law, which will follow her into the private practice of law. I fully expect her to let it go to a grand jury. I would be surprised, in fact, if she didn't. It could happen, but I would be surprised because it will disserve her own personal interests. She would, in effect, be falling on Hillary Clinton's sword, committing essentially self-destruction in the process to protect Hillary Clinton. I don't think she'll be willing to do that. So I think there's a fairly good chance that Hillary Clinton's going to be indicted on the mishandling of classified information, as well as possibly on public corruption grounds.
So you're since last week, nothing that dissuades you except to maybe strengthen your resolve that something might happen in this regard.
Well, the FBI would not invest the enormous amount of money that comes with having 100 FBI agents assigned to comb through these emails, as well as an additional 50 agents brought back from retirement to assist, if James Comey did not think there was a substantial justification, meaning that the probability is great that there is here indictable material. It just wouldn't happen. And I think the revelations to date about the emails certainly confirms, particularly the most recent revelations, which show that she was mishandling even the highest security material in the most top secret material in the government.
Yeah. Well, what we're hearing is it's not good for Hillary. It's good for Bernie, perhaps, and it'll be interesting to see where that goes. We'll get to that in a moment. But let's bring in Cheryl Chumley, a prolific writer for WorldNet Daily. And I will say we got our first glimpse of her new book. You can pre-order it, called The Devil in D.C. Welcome back, Cheryl.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thank you.
I have to say I'm super excited about your new book. I know a little bit about some of the things that are going to be in it. And, Jonathan, I heard you already pre-ordered it.
Yes, and I think everyone should realize that they can do that. If you look up Cheryl Chumley on Amazon.com, you'll see the book, brand new book, and you can place a pre-order for the book like I did.
Yep, and we'll have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And in fact, Cheryl, I'm just letting you know now, I'm going to interview about the book separate from our weekly events here with Jonathan, because I'm that curious about your perspectives on a lot of things. Really appreciate your insights.
Oh, you guys are so nice. And both of you also, for listeners who might be interested, both Robert and Jonathan, you guys were great in my book. I interviewed you both. You had terrific insights and ideas, and I really hope readers hone in on what you say.
Oh, man, that's so awesome. Well, we're appreciative of you. Now, you heard what Jonathan said about the Hillary indictment. I don't know if you have anything to add on that or anything related to the rise of Bernie Sanders as the Democratic candidate. It looks like he might be heading for some wins here in Iowa and New Hampshire.
Yeah, I think Jonathan's analysis was dead on Hillary. To be honest, my gut is saying that she's not going to be indicted. And even on the far chance that my instinct is wrong and she is indicted, I don't think it's going to have that huge impact on her political aspirations. Right now, it doesn't look so good for her. If you look at Iowa and New Hampshire, the polls have Bernie pulling away. But, you know, Iowa is a caucus, so it's not exactly the same as a primary. And New Hampshire is just, you know, they're all over the board with their pride on independence. And if you look at their past history on who they've actually voted for during primaries, they're not always the winners. So I would just say that this is a long race, and most people are just tuning into it now. And it's really still open on the Democratic front.
I guess the Democrats don't mind, the whole idea of classified emails and Hillary Clinton, even if she's indicted. So that would perhaps allow her to continue, even if that were to occur. But that's a pretty low bar for a Democrat to say, yeah, she's still good.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of low information voters, though. I mean, it's a lot more popularity contest. It's not heavy on the analysis, and there's a lot of voters out there that go to the actual ballot box and they stare and they're like, "Who am I going to vote for now?" And they remember maybe the last ad that they flashed on before they entered the poll. It's just Hillary has a base camp of supporters that are rabidly on her side, and it doesn't matter her scandals. Her scandals have been her whole political career. So to them, this is just yet another Republican attempt to toss her from the political arena.
Well, despite the fact that we have a Democratic administration and an FBI controlled as an executive branch organization, by Obama, technically the administration, that there's still, as Jonathan said, 100 people are devoting time to comb through those emails. That's not a typical situation.
And I take a lot of hope in that. And I really hope Jonathan's right, because I think his analysis, you know, logically speaking, that's where I'm at also. I just think it's so political right now. And I think there were a couple of good comments made by pundits on TV that maybe Hillary's getting a little cozier now with the current administration in order to, you know, offset any chance of investigation or indictment. And, you know, honestly, with the Clintons, politicizing like that would not surprise me. Obama is, you know, a hardcore liberal, and he would do anything, I think, to keep the Republicans from winning the White House.
Jonathan, we have, you know, things like a political establishment of both of the major parties, right? And the Republicans have been trying to figure out, how do we take Trump down? And I guess the Democrats are saying, I don't know about this Bernie guy. We've got our establishment pick, and that's Hillary. Do you think that they would bring Biden out of vice presidential retirement to run if Bernie is obviously beating Hillary bad?
Yeah, I do. I think if the what is likely to happen in the next 30 to 60 days, that James Comey recommends that Hillary be indicted, that word of that will likely leak out, and that will really put the kibosh on Hillary. And I suspect as her numbers go down, and as people search, and Bernie's numbers go up, that Biden will be taken out of mothballs and become the Democratic nominee, or they'll let it play out and he'll come in at the time of the convention. But I just don't see the Democratic Party resting on Bernie, not because they don't agree with his socialist viewpoint. I think they do, but because he's unlikely to prevail in the general election, and I think a lot of them find him just beyond the pale. So they would bring Biden in. I think the president would like Biden more as a successor. I think really the Obama people are largely in control of the Democratic establishment. So I think that's the way it will go. I might mention, Robert, that for Ben's purposes, that I just can't hear Cheryl in my...
We got to get a patch going, Ben, on that. Yeah, thank you. Sorry about that. We got you covered just in time for the break, but Cheryl said some good stuff, Jonathan. You'll have to listen to the archive. She's awesome.
Sure will.
Yeah, no. We got a lot more healing to go. Broadcast on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Emord, emord.com. We got Cheryl Chumley connected through all of her articles at WorldNet Daily, and there's some great ones. Her new book coming out, The Devil in D.C. We'll tell you more about that soon. And we'll come back and talk about what's happening in New Hampshire and Iowa on the Republican side.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
As we move to talk about the Republican candidates heading into the Iowa caucus, New Hampshire primary, Cheryl, you wrote an article, I think it was talking about John Kasich, the forgotten Republican candidate, talking about Trump, and he says, well, Kasich said about himself, he says, I'm the Prince of Light and Hope, and you know, and then he says about Trump, he's the opposite. So what does that mean? Does Kasich calling Trump the Prince of Darkness, is this where it's gone in the Republican side?
He is.
Darkness
he is
and despair.
Oh, okay.
What is John Kasich doing still in this race? You know, I understand that some of his poll numbers are decent, but most of them, you know, paint, I guess, put those polls in suspicious light. And I don't know what he was thinking coming out and blasting Trump that way, but also painting himself basically as the next messiah. It was a little bit of an amusing side note to what's been going on in politics right now.
Right, but we look at Florida, and Jonathan, I don't know, remember all the countries, but winning Florida is a big thing, and Trump is outpolling Rubio and Bush by ridiculous margins in Florida.
Yes, I think that anyone who presently says that Trump is not a serious contender is deluded, because I think he's very likely going to get it. And no one seems to be able to come close. We have Cruz in Iowa, and potentially Cruz could win Iowa, but Trump seems to outmaneuver Cruz at every turn and to master the art of communication through the media. I mean, he ends up dominating the media. He ends up dominating the local stories about politics in Iowa and the national scene. With that kind of dominance, it's very hard to compete. Look at the amount of publicity that Cruz gets. Cruz is just not getting anywhere near the traction. And while Iowa is very much a get-out-the-vote organization type of a thing, it being a caucus, nevertheless, I think we're going to see Trump either win or come mighty close, and his organization is going to be very strong. And there's also a huge difference, I think, in the level of motivation of the Trump people and the rest of the candidates.
Yeah, the energy is there, like the energy on the Democratic side for Bernie, the excitement. There is excitement there. The other candidates.
And that makes a big difference in a caucus state like Iowa. Huge. So I think that Trump could very well win Iowa. If he doesn't, he's going to be very close to doing it. Then he's going to trounce everybody else in New Hampshire, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, you talk about personalities and ego. Of course, he really, if somebody doesn't like him, he trashes them right back. And I'm thinking sadly for Rand Paul, because Rand has been very outspoken about the lack of constitutional knowledge of Trump. And I'm thinking somebody's got to school this guy ultimately.
Well, that's right. And I don't, you know, it's very hard to read whether Trump is willing to adopt more of a constitutionalist type of core. It's very hard for you to read that from his behavior, from what he says. He's really pomp and circumstance. He's got a huge ego, and he would be certainly a terror for other nations in the world, particularly terrorists would have a problem with Trump. But what he would do with domestic policy, well, you know, that's hard to say. He has a tax plan. We know that.
Yeah,
but would he be a great defender of civil liberties? Would he, would instead he allow momentary exigencies to overrule individual rights and establish more of a police state in the United States? I don't know. Defer
right
to Cheryl on that.
Cheryl, what do you think?
I think Trump is basically, he is what he says he is right now. I think that he makes these pronouncements that he's going to build a wall and force Mexico to pay. And like Jonathan said, that's his bombastic approach. But I think when it comes down to it, he's going to have a little bit more pragmatic approach when he finally reaches Capitol Hill, if in fact he is elected as our next president. I think he'll have to, because, you know, when it comes down to it, he can't issue so many executive orders that he becomes worse than Obama.
Yeah, well, this is one of the more interesting election seasons I've ever witnessed and reported on, and I appreciate you guys both, your insights as well. And Cheryl Chumley, very excited for your new book. We've already blasted out the links in social media. Go ahead and pre-order it, The Devil in D.C., and we'll talk to her about that another time. Thanks, Cheryl. Jonathan, yeah, we got a lot more healing to go on a political level with, you know, Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Stick with us. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Rekindling that sacred fire of liberty next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
You know, let's talk about, how about a little economic healing now? From Politics to Economics with Jonathan E. Mord, and now from the Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton, and he's got some great blog posts up there at the C4L website. I hope you all participate. But Norm, welcome back, and I'm hoping somebody from Campaign for Liberty could be on an advisory board somehow if Trump gets the nomination, because we're a little bit concerned about his constitutional knowledge.
Yeah, I am too. I think that Campaign for Liberty doesn't endorse or oppose any candidates. We do discuss their positions, and some of Mr. Trump's views and statements are a little frightening, and anyone who thinks that, well, it's only going to be for other, you know, for a ill-defined other group, or maybe in his case, well-defined, needs to remember the history that it never works out that those who trust government power because they're afraid of some other some other group, and they never think, it's not going to affect me. That it always does. The gun is eventually going to be pointed at your head, and that's one thing that the founders understood. That's why they drafted this Constitution with a Fourth Amendment that was to apply to all parties, was to apply to all political parties, all politicians, and the protection was to apply to all individuals and not a exemption for any particular group.
Hmm.
And I think it's fair to be concerned when you have major political figures talking about, well, we can take this group's rights away, we can have unconstitutional surveillance here, and don't worry, for two reasons. One, it's necessary, and two, you're not the person that we're looking at. Okay, maybe today, but how is that precedent going to be used against you?
Right. It was still the misplaced faith in government. And when it's your side, in your view, it's going to be somehow utilized for benevolence, if you will. There's always the concern, as the founder said, that you just don't trust government just because it's government and your political party is in power. That's not the way it's supposed to work. Jonathan, you know all that all so well.
Well, that's true. And I think, you know, on the Democratic side, we have people interested in ravaging even more so property rights, either strangling property rights with regulation or confiscating your property through overtaxation. In Trump's side, at least his tax plan is not designed to have that effect. But we really don't understand, beyond his statements about Second Amendment rights, which he defends, and his peculiar view of the natural born provision of the Constitution, his suggestion that Cruz is not entitled to be viewed as a natural born citizen, despite about 100 years of interpretation of that clause to apply to people born of Americans outside the country. Nevertheless, you know, that's about it as far as our understanding of Trump and the Constitution. So we don't know what his views are about limited government per se.
Mm-hmm.
About the original intention of the framers as to the Constitution's interpretation, what it's to mean, what his views are of Supreme Court decisions, although he has expressed disdain over the Obamacare decision. But that's, you know, we obviously need to know more about that. But so you have, on the one hand, someone who would ravage property rights in the form of a Democrat, and on the Republican side, we have someone who's a big question mark as to whether or not they will adequately defend liberty rights.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But, we don't know enough yet.
We just don't know enough about Trump's views on those things.
Now, we were talking about on the break about another meltdown, the guy who predicted the housing meltdown. And Norm, you've been following this as well and blogging on it at Campaign for Liberty. Is there another prediction here of a bank collapse, or what's going on?
Well, it's actually a prediction of a wide scale, in fact, global collapse, due to the Federal Reserve's policies widening the wealth gap, inflating the currency, investment bubbles, housing bubbles, and other bubbles. What's interesting about this is the latest prediction comes from a gentleman named Michael Burry, and some of your audience might recognize him as the Christian Bale character in The Big Short, a medical doctor who became a investment fund manager and saw that in the mid-aughts that the housing market, which was exploding and everybody loved it at the time, but it was unsustainable. It was a bubble economy. And he saw an actual opportunity, along with a few other maverick investors, to make money by shorting the housing market. And by the way, I will say The Big Short is a wonderful film. I highly recommend it. It's very entertaining, and you will learn a lot about Wall Street. The only weakness in it is that it doesn't really discuss the Federal Reserve rule,
yeah,
in all of this. But still, but he has now joined Ron Paul and others in predicting that we're going to have an economic calamity. And what's interesting about the timing of this is, you know, the movie came out last month, or maybe in November, but it was a Christmas release. And he made his prediction. And then we see in the beginning of this year what is going on in the market. I think it was up a little bit today, but I know that on the cable news channels, they were really biting their nails about it. And I know that it's been historic losses. I think it might be the worst year, the worst beginning of a year in that the market's had in history.
Yeah.
And also Walmart, which is of course considered the great American success story. You know, the dominant retailer in the country. Everybody goes to Walmart for everything. 24 everyday low prices, et cetera, et cetera. They closed a bunch of stores. Now, the reason is it's classic behavior that you expect at the end of a bubble. They were closing stores that were within 10 miles of another
of each
store.
Other. So you had the boom in
overbuying. Yeah.
Yeah, the boom and the bust. They overbuilt. They built in the boom and said, "Oh, we've got this growth always coming," and it doesn't happen. And we were talking, Jonathan, over the break about the oil prices, the collapse of oil prices, and I perceive that this is the thing that's keeping the economy afloat at this point, because if even Walmart's not expanding, the only thing that's keeping the folks that can't get jobs going is that stuff remains cheap when you can transport stuff cheaply. Because everything's based on oil in our economy, is it not?
Well, it is, and it's hurting the domestic oil production market, but it's vastly helping consumers. It's causing airfares to be moderated. It's causing airline profits to go way up. It's causing consumers to be able to save more. It's causing consumers to be able to buy things that they otherwise couldn't, and it's helping enormously, and it's likely to continue for a very long time, because on the one hand you have the Iranians, who now have the sanctions lifted against them, and they're putting over 500,000 barrels of oil a day into the market, largely out of spite, to keep oil prices down as a way to hurt the Saudis, who they hate. And the Saudis, in turn, are stuck in the situation where they can't really resurrect the old OPEC days of control because of our domestic production capacity. So lower prices for gas, contrary to all those environmentalists who claim that the resources of the world were being depleted and we would see a permanent end of low gas prices, it looks as though it's heading in that direction and will remain in that direction for the foreseeable future.
But it is a bubble economy based on cheap energy, right? And we've been that way for a long time, of course.
I mean, you've got all this over-regulation, and you have all of this market stagnation. And the only thing that is keeping it from resulting immediately in a recession is the fact that there are these individual but far-reaching market effects due to supply and demand that are beneficial. So you're right. The cheap oil, cheap gas, is propping up a lot of markets that would otherwise collapse in light of everything else.
So, where's the real economy? Where's the production, right? And we talk about manufacturing in the United States. Of course, a lot of it went overseas for cheap slave labor wages thanks to, international treaties again. Not free market, because we know the free market doesn't operate that way. But within our own borders, the manufacturing's gone. What happens when gas goes up eventually? We don't know when. 200, 400 barrels? I mean, we just don't know. But the reality is we've been through booms and busts before. It's not like we haven't been there. The question is, who's learning from history here to apply it appropriately?
Right. We have this tech sector. You know, we have sectors of the economy that are moving, but they're not moving. There's no dramatic increase like in the old days, because there's so much of an overlay of regulation, and there's so much destruction, regulatory destruction of the middle class and of small, medium sized businesses, mm-hmm. that we have the disappearance of a middle class and the bifurcation of the economy. And it doesn't bode well for sustaining economic growth over the long run.
Right. Now, what of the tech weenies? Donald Trump says he wants to mandate the production of iPhones in the United States. What would that do? Who's going to cry next after this?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you ever miss a show or a moment of a show, you can go to GCN or Syndicator and download the archives right away, almost after the show. TalkNetwork.com, great place to get our shows, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Epic Times, thanks to Jerry Doyle, as well as UK Health Radio. They hear us talking about American politics on Thursdays when we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Emord. And we've been having a great discussion off the air. I want to bring it back on the air. And it was about Trump, how interesting it is that Trump can talk about a single-payer system for health care and not be, you know, disqualified as a Republican so-called conservative candidate when, of course, Bernie Sanders is talking about that, because isn't that the part and parcel to socialized medicine? Jonathan, isn't that a strange kind of, wait, are we cognitive dissonance on this?
Well, in the case of Sanders, is very interesting because, as Norm pointed out during the break, he's really articulating the Democrats' dream that of a single payer system, and here you have Hillary, desperate to knock Sanders down, saying that he would destroy healthcare and he would eliminate Obamacare and would destroy healthcare in the country. When, if I'm not mistaken, Hillary herself had originally advocated the single-payer plan. As far as Trump goes, Trump is obviously a different candidate today than he was, but, you know, a year or a little more ago, when he was a person who embraced universal health care and many other very liberal positions, but he disavows association with those positions today and says that he is against Obamacare, would repeal it. So the person that Trump is today is, of course, different. Now, the question is not whether someone has a different viewpoint as a disqualifier. I don't think that necessarily disqualifies a person, but we are entitled to know what caused him to change.
Right.
Because in understanding that, we can determine whether his view is sincerely articulated. Now, we know in the case of Ronald Reagan, for example, that he was a liberal Democrat for a time and was a Democrat for many, many years while he was the head of the Screen Actors Guild. But we also understand how he went through a metamorphosis and became a conservative when he realized that socialism is an absolute utter failure. And he became an advocate for Barry Goldwater and campaigned around the country for Barry Goldwater. And his famous GE speech solidified his conservative credentials. And there he articulated a vision, very, very detailed vision of a conservative America.
Well, there's a track record and there's a clear, let's say, discussion or revelations, if you will, about the viewpoints, the changes, the transformations. We've still got a lot we don't know about Trump. Norm, from the Campaign for Liberty, a couple of minutes before we got a break here. Any additional thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting to see that the Clinton campaign, for those who remember 08, they're kind of doing what they did in 08, which is go after they start to swing kind of wild punches at their opponent. And she is now wrapping herself in the mantle of Obamacare. And I think that one of the things that is behind the rise of Sanders is a recognition that hope and change hasn't worked out even among the left, and they're not willing to abandon liberalism for libertarianism. What they're willing to do is abandon left liberalism for go that further step into outright socialism. And also the fact that Sanders can legitimately say, you know, I am what I am. I've always been what I am, and I'm not going to walk away from it for political reasons. Look at me. Look at who I, you know, I'm real. And I think that is this shows that in many ways Sanders is the result of the failure of Obama, just like Trump is
right.
The result of the failure of the Republican establishment.
Well, is this failure on purpose? Is this failure on purpose to usher in larger and more intrusive government? Or do we wake up, come to our senses, and do something that hasn't been done for a while? Try freedom, like Jonathan Emord. And we are out of time, guys.
Yep.
I appreciate you so much. Jonathan, thank you.
Yes, sir.
The power to heal is y'all's.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance of feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.